Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas always stands alone. Chukas and Boak is maybe sometimes, a lot of times together. Matas and Masai is together. But Pinchas, the Kanoi is Shteta Lane. And the emphasis, he did the Kanois last week. I'm old, you don't always see right away. The Kanoi could be, you don't realize until afterwards. You see, a week later, you see that there's a schar. You see the mice suddenly differently. The Yisoid of the Sugya, it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that Pei Aleph, Havoy El Aram is Kanoim Poigim Boy. The mice that's before the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Halacha Ve'ein Moirin came. Halacha Ve'ein Moirin came. It's interesting, a diak, Shulchan Aruch, in Ebene Ezer, in Simen Tezayin, he brings the halacha, Abol Lakusis, Im Loi Pogabai Kanoim, V'loi Yilku Bezdin, so then his Oynish is Mefurish. But he doesn't bring Mefurish the din of Kanoim Pogabai Kanoim. And the Chalkis Mechaikik Bemis Shtel is on the Zayt. Why doesn't he bring it? He brings it, if it's not Pogabai Kanoim, but he doesn't bring the din of Kanoim Pogabai Kanoim. Why is it different than the Ramah? The Ramah, in the end of Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Tav Chaf Hei, he brings it Lahalacha. He brings it Lahalacha, the din of Kanoim Pogabai Kanoim. So I was clearing the Pshat Shteita Klal Halacha Ve'ein Moirin Kein. So that is the Halacha, but you don't give a Hayra like that. What about if you're writing a Sefer Halacha? Should you print that in your Sefer Halacha? Is that Nichlal in Moirin Kein? You're writing a Sefer Halacha, a Shulchan Aruch, and you're putting down all the Halachas. And what's the Rambam brings? Yeah. Is that a spirit of Ein Moirin Kein? I want to clear Efshir. It's a Machlekes Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber didn't bring it down in Shulchan Aruch, because the Mechaber holds that's Michal and Ein Moirin Kein. The Ramah thinks that. The Ramah says writing it in the Shulchan Aruch is not yet a sphere to Ein Moirin Kein. The interesting diak, a lot of that Chayim Shtel on, when the Rambam brings down the Gedorim of this Halacha, Halacha of Ein Moirin Kein, he brings Ein HaKanoi Rashoi Luf Goya Bohen El B'Shas Maisa. The din of Kanoi in Pagim is only B'Shas Maisa, like the Maisa by Pinchas. It was B'Shas Maisa. So, Ein HaRashoi Luf Goya Bahen El B'Shas Maisa. And he fears Ois. So it's only B'Shas Maisa like by Zimri. Avol Impirish, if he was Pirish from the Bilo, Ein Horgen Ois Soi. So the Achorin, the Rizkirov, other Achorin, and they still, all of a sudden the Ram says, Ein Horgen Ois Soi. So it's Ois Soi, V'Loi Ois Soi. But it's a steer, because in the beginning it said, Ein HaKanoi Rashoi Luf Goya Bahen El B'Shas Maisa. But the Hezber is, because Taka, the din of Kanoim Poigim is only B'Shas Maisa. Over the Siva for the Harigas Aisha is Midin, Takola B'Kloin is to be Masalik the Takola. And that's even Shalei B'Shas Maisa. So there's a famous verse from the Rogachover, it's Meduik in the Pasuk. It says, V'Shem Ish Yisrael Hamuke Asher Huke Es HaMidyonis. The name of the man who was together with the Isha, it stresses that she was together with him. And then it just says, V'Shem HaIsha was Cosby. It doesn't say B'Shem HaIsha that was with the Zimri. Because the Isha is Taka, not a Tanai that it's only Horgan Oysa when she's with Zimri. By Zimri, it's Taka, ain't Horgan Oysa, Ellen Kane. Ellen Kane, it's B'Shas Maisa. Gemara says in Sanhedrin over there, Ilu nepach Zimri v'horgoy lepinchas ein neragolov. Zimri be'emes would have a right if he wanted, habol ha'horgacha ha'ashkem la'horgoy, if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, he wouldn't be chayiv. Pinchas is coming to kill him. So he has a right to save himself. Kanoim poigim, but he has a right to save himself. He's a roidiv. Pinchas is a roidiv, and he's neragolov from Pinchas. If he was Pirish. The Shaila is, what's his heter, Zimri's heter to kill Pinchas? Taka, Pinchas is coming to kill him, and you're allowed to save yourself if someone's coming to kill you. But there's no heter if you have an opportunity, nitin latzile be'echad meivor. If someone's coming to kill you, but you can prevent it without mamish killing the other person, then you're able to prevent that. So Zimri has a very simple way how to prevent himself from getting killed. All he has to do is be Pirish. The din of Kanoim Poigim Boy is only B'Shas Maisa. So what's Zimri's head there to kill Pinchas to save himself? He has a much simpler way to save himself. He just has to be Pirish. So some of say this is a right to the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech is Mechadish, that the whole Tnai of Nitin Latzili Be'echad Nevarov is only for someone else. Right? You see someone else being righted. Reuben sees Shimon being righted after Levi, so Reuben could only stop Shimon. If Reuben has a way of stopping Shimon without killing him, he has to do that first. Shoot him in the hand first. Don't have to kill him if you don't have to. But the Nir Dif Atzmai doesn't have that Hagbol. The Nir Dif Atzmai has the heter to be hurried the right. So they say, it's a right from here. There's other time in Nachrim. And the Pasuk says, Vayar, it was mentioned at the end of last week's Parsha, Vayar Pinchas ben Elozer. Vayar Pinchas ben Elozer, Vayikach Roimach. Ma ro Pinchas. Is the emesis, there's a word that they say. Sometimes you have a kanoi, that the first thing he does, he gets up in the morning, it's Vayikach Roimach. Afterwards he goes, Vayar, he wants to go see what he has to go see. The emesis is the Vayikach Roimach. That's not to say there's a word. The Seder Advarim is Vayar, and then Vayikach. And it's more than that also, because Be'emes, the din is Kanoyim Koyim Boy. It's only if you're a Kanoy. And if it's Tak, if you're on that Madrega. And we said before, it's Halocha Ve'ein Moirin King. What's the title? Halocha Ve'ein Moirin King. Because the Halocha is, if you're the Kanoy, and you're Takim even on by yourself, that's what you're supposed to do. But if not, that's not the Halocha. The Halocha, it's a gather of the Halocha, Kanoyim Koyim Boy. So Vayar Pinchas. Mar Ro. Omar Rav Ro Maisa Viniskar Halocha. Omar Loi, Pinchas tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Achi Abi Abi, it was his great uncle. Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron. Achi Abi Abi, Loi Kachni Maratanu, Geridit Chame Har Sinai, that Aboy El Ramas Kanoin Poygen Boy. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Omar Loi, Kreine Di Igar Ti Ila Habit Pravanka. If you're the one bringing it up, so you should talk and be the one that does it. So the Ran already spells it on the Gemara. That means Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him to do it. I thought the whole din of Kanoim Poygen Boy is Halacha Ve'ein Moirin King. Pinchas here is asking, and Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, yeah, you should go do it. That's the Shakla Vatari. So there's a Mahalach from the Oroch HaNer in Sanhedrin over there, interesting Maisa. We're going to see that it's a big Shaila if Pinchas was already a Koyim. It's a Machloikis in the Gemara in Tzvachim. Niskayin Pinchas Koyim Shaharig Lezimri, Oiloi Niskayin Pinchas Koyim Shaharig Lezimri. Machlokes in the Gemara, because originally the kahuna was given to Aaron and Bonov and whoever will be born from them afterwards. But there's one man there that says Pinchas himself wasn't given the kahuna yet. Later there was a chiddush here, he was given the kahuna. The other option is no, that Avadi was already a kohen, but he would have lost it. Also, it say after the pasuk was mechadash, he retains the kahuna. So there's a machlokes if Niskayin Pinchas Koyim Shaharig Lezimri. Emes is interesting. There's a shayla, why taka not? Why Taka wasn't he given the kahuna right away? So the Maral says, Poshet, first he says because he was a katan. Then he says, he was given, the kahuna was given to Aaron, but if it would just be given to Aaron, Aaron didn't have any more kids after that. There wouldn't be a hemshech to kahuna. So it was also given to his sons. And then kahuna will be an hemshech through the sons. There's no reason to give it to more than those people. We'll be mechadish kahuna now. So Be'em is just be mechadish on Aaron. But then there won't be a hemshech. So they have to also give it to Bonav. But there was no reason to give it to the Enikot. The new Enikot that will be born afterwards will be Kayana. So that was a getter that Pinchas wasn't the Kayan yet. Avad, even though he wasn't the Kayan yet, he was able to eat Truma. A Bas Kayan could eat Truma, so a Ben Kayan can't eat Truma. I mean, normally a Ben Kayan could eat Truma because he's a Kayan. But the Din is a Maisa, a Bas Kayan could eat Truma. So Ben Koyin can't. Even if Pinchas wasn't a Koyin, Churi was able to eat Shruma. His father's a Koyin. Chayr. That's Ma'ayin in the Sugya there. Why is he arrogant than a Bas Koyin? But he wasn't a Koyin yet. The other option is to learn, and it's Machlokes Tanoim, and Zvachim, that he was already a Koyin. So the Aruch HaNer wants to say, what Pinchas was asking is that maybe he shouldn't be doing Kanoim Poygen Boy, because he's going to become a Tomei. He was goofy asking, since he's a Koyin, so maybe he's going to become Tomei. Now the emphasis is he wasn't Tomei. He wasn't Tomei because the Nes happened. The Targum Yonison brings over here this Midrashim that there were many Nisim that happened, that they were Goisusim, that he wasn't Makabal Tomei. That was a Chilik of the Nes. But this was a Shiloh. He wasn't asking the Etzim Shiloh of Kanoim Poygen Boy. He was asking, Mitzad that he's a Koyin, should he be able to do it? Now, it's interesting. The lashon of the Gemara was, he says, Achi Avi Abba, Loi Kachli Ma Detanu, Kishi Yogadatam Ha Sinai. So, punch him. When Moshe Rabbeinu came from Hasinai, he taught them Kol HaTorah Kula. And besides, all the dinim of Kol HaTorah Kula was also this din. But I heard once a pshat, it was, he meant, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Hasinai, the first thing he did, because it was Cheta Egel, he saw what Moshe Rabbeinu did by Cheta Egel, how he was managed then. He says, I understood. The Ridat Chome Harsinai, I saw what you did when we came down from Harsinai. I understood from there that this is what you're supposed to do now also. He understood it. It says, Vayikach Roimach Biyodoy. Roimach. A Roimach, spear. Roimach is the Ramach Evorim. The Kanoi takes his entire Ramach Evorim. He's called Kuloi. There's no Negias in it. It's the ganze Ramach he takes. Now it says, Vayikach Roimach Biyodi. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mikan, that you're not supposed to go into the Beis HaMedrash with a Kli Zion, with weapons. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting. There's a Mechaber in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph in Hilchas Beis Knesses. It says, Mutter Likonis Beis HaKnesses B'makel B'tarmel B'atundosoy V'yesh Oisrim Likonis Beis Knesses B'sakin Aruch with a long knife Oy B'roish Mugula, which Pasha means without a yam. Now, how did that come in together? Also Likonis B'sakin Aruch Oy B'roish Mugula. The Mechaber earlier brought down that you're supposed to wear a yarmulke. Where did that come in over here? So there's a Mahalach that Barosh Magul is going on the knife. A knife has a sheath. It has a protection. It says, don't come in with the knife when it's not covered. Barosh Magul. Or it could be even Roish Magul, and maybe it said Roimach originally. It was a Rosh HaTevis, Reish Mem Gimel, Roish Magul, and it really had originally said Baroimach, and it's coming from this Gemara. Also, the Konish, the Sak and Oroch, Oy Baroimach. Interesting to smach, because the Gemara was talking by that, by that case. So Pinchas again, either he was already a kohen, but he would have lost the kahuna now. He's being reinstated in the kahuna. Well, the other mahalach is he taka was not given the kahuna originally, and now he's been given the kahuna. But the lashon of the pasuk is bris kunas oilam tachas asher kini lelekov. He's being given the kahuna. Tachas means because of, right? The balk, he was mekana lelekov. So with shtok them, he's being zoik on the kahuna. But the Chassam Sofer reads this differently. He talks about the madrega of the Hanoi, what a high madrega it is. He says, bris kahuna soilon is tachas asher kinilav. It's under. It's not as high of a level. Bris kahuna soilon is tachas asher kinilav. It's a lower. It's underneath. It's a lower madrega. The higher madrega is the Hanoi stuff. Now I have an interesting shaila. Let's go according to the man de'omar that Pinchas wasn't the kohen yet. Like we explained, the kahuna was given to Aaron and behechrich the bonav, because otherwise it wouldn't be a hemshich. And then but later on, v'vayter, it would be given to the kohuna. But Pinchas himself wasn't either. It wasn't necessary because there would be a hemshich without him. Remember, that's so interesting. The Torah Tanima says an interesting pshat. He says, why taku was Pinchas not given the kohuna yet? Because the Gemara says that Kehanim are kapdonim. And had Pinchas already been a Kohen, it says a twist like this. He says, had Pinchas already been a Kohen, then when he did this Maisa, Klal Yisrael would say, ah, Kehanim kapdonim. That's where the shayrish of this Hanhoga that he's doing, this, it's not Kanoyas onanigiyas mechlal. Fakir, it's the shayrish is because he's a Kohen, a Kohen are kapdonim. Tunis, yeah, yeah. No, but he wants to say Faket. I want to turn the other way. He says they would have said that it's not coming from the right, it's not Moshe in the right Negiah. It's Adra because he's a Kohen Kehanim Kapdonim. Which to me is a Pella. Maybe I have to be Mavar. Kehanim Kapdonim, if that's true, that's biological, that goes down, it's hereditary, yeah? Kehanim Kapdonim. So before Pinchas was given kahuna, he didn't have that. That was neschadish taka with nitnalei hakahuna. I'm not sure. But again, he wasn't the kohen lemaisa. So have a shaila. Now he was given the kahuna. would he have been able to be given the kohuna? Let's say Pinchas wasn't from Shevet Levi, or even better, let's say Pinchas wasn't a grandson of Aaron. Let's say he was from Shevet Naphtali. It would be possible that they would give him kohuna. Who's a kohen? Aaron, Bonav, and Pinchas. Or no? Avada, underlying, it has to be that Pinchas is Zera Aaron. He's from Shevet Levi. More than that, Shevet Levi, he's a Zera Aaron. We said already, he's a Ben Kohen. He was already eating Truma. Only then would it have made sense to give him the kahuna. Avada, on that Hakdama, wouldn't have been Shaykh. And the Tziv I saw says this word. The Lashon of the Medrash is that he's deserving schar. The Lashon of the Medrash is Bedinhu Makabel Scharoi. Bedinhu Sheyito Scharoi. Sekumtem. So there's a lot of pshatim in that point. What does it mean, this hadgosha? Bedinhu Sheyito Scharoi. So the Tziv says that's the pshat. Bedinhu Sheyito Scharoi. It's taka kumtem. Vote the event from Shevet Naphtali, from Zvulun, even from Levi, but not from any Aaron, but Lish Kepas. Abagrad erzach yes zer aaron. No, he wasn't given kahuna. Bedinu sheyito scharei. But how is it the mice that he becomes a kohen? In the Zohar it says a very interesting idea that the emes, when Pinchas killed Zimri, so the gansa shevet Shimon came the emes to, they wanted to kill Pinchas, and stated that it was parcha neshmosay beetzem, and then after he got the neshama of Nadav and Avi. Right, we know Aaron had four sons, Nadav and Avi already had died. Pinchas gets the neshama of Nadav and Avi. The Zohar says, that's even the pshat. The pasuk says he's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron. Pashtivan, he's an anacle of Aaron. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron. But the Zohar says, no, it's Pinchas ben Elazar, and it's also he's ben Aaron. Now that he got the neshama of Nadav and Avi, he became Pinchas ben Aaron. And that's how he became the Kohen. Because Be'emes, the kahuna was given to Aaron Bonov, to the four Bonim. Elazar is someone other than Aviv. Pinchas not, because he's an Enochim. Pinchas now became the Nishmas Nodav Aviv. He's Pinchas ben Aaron. And it's interesting, one of the pshatim in Chazal that Nodav and Aviv with Nifter, many pshatim there by the Heviu H. Zara, one of them is because Lahayel and Bonim. Lahayel and Bonim. And the Emes is, it's a Pella, the Achronim asked, why Taka didn't Elazar be summer to Yibim? I don't know, but it's interesting that the matar of Yibim would be that Elazar would do Yibim and it would be make him shame for Nadav and Aviv. That is what happened. His son Pinchas became Nadav and Aviv. So the Soid HaInyan of Yibim is there. It's more than that. Nadav and Aviv went and they did Eish Asher Loi Tziva Hashem. They weren't supposed to. They took an initiative. And it wasn't supposed to be. But it's interesting, that's exactly what Pinchas did. He did Kanoyim Poygimah, which is Halacha Ve'en Moir King, which is to take the initiative of doing something. But that's when you're supposed to do it, because Kanoyim Poygimah. But it's the Dobre V'Fuchai, and then the Taka becomes, it's Pinchas Ben Elazar, and he also becomes Ben Aaron. In the Sugido and Zvachim, though, it brings, like we explained, that this Machloikis, if Pinchas was already a Kohen or not, there's one man, the Omer of Ashi over there says that Loi Niskayim Pinchas Ad Shesom Sholim Ben Ashvot Bimei Yeshua. Rav Ashi says a step further. Pinchas still wasn't the Kohen even now. He only was Mashlim his Kohuna when he was Mason Sholim Bimei Yeshua. So Tosfos explains over there in Zvachim that Avada, he was given the Kohuna right now. But Kohuna is not enough that he's just called a Kohen. You need to be Malbishim and Moishachim and Mechanachim. You have to do Chinach, Yimin Gaminchas Chavitin, Yimin Mechonach LeKohuna. And you need to wear the begadim. That couldn't happen yet because there was a kepeda, because it was heard Nasi Shavu Yisrael. And that wasn't able to happen until he was Oysa Shalom Ben Ashvatim Yimei Yeshua. As I said, the shaila is, what was Pinchas' status during this tekufa? Statement according to this mahalach, Tosfos is Pshat Ravashi, that there's a few, there's a whole bunch of years till this time that he was Mason Shalom Ben Ashvatim, and only then is he considered a Kohen Bishlei Musay. So what's his status now? He was already able to eat Truma. We said, yeah, because he's a Ben Kohen anyways. But the children that are born to Pinchas before this Hashlamas HaKohuna are considered Kehanim. They were Noilu the Pinchas without that Chilak of it. The Chinuch and the Halboshim. So it's not clear exactly what the Gedorim of that Kohuna is. We mentioned before that the Medrash says a Loshin Bidinu sheitel schare, sekumtem. Sekumtem. So we said in a tziv shat, grad hi zera arin, sekumtem. I saw another interesting pshat. Famous, why does he deserve a schar? Schar is a meilam haba. Schar mitzvah b'hai al meleka. Why does he deserve schar? So there's a few different pshat. And one pshat is, the Chassam Sofer says a pshat, the reason why schar mitzvah b'hai al meleka is because if Hashem is going to give the schar in this world, maybe the person will be miskalkel, and goofy because he got the schar, he'll go to kilkel, or b'chlal, he won't be deserving of it anymore. But since the Mishnah says in Ovis, call him Mizakas Arabin, ain't chait baal yodoy. So Pinchas, it's muftach that he's not going to be miskalkel. He was Mizakas Arabin. He saved the Gantz of Kleistro from the Chemo. So Bidinu Sheitel Schari, we don't have to worry. So come to Mishan Schari, Nagam Hazar. Another pshat is there is a Shaila. How could a Taka be Schari Mitzvah B'Hayal Malek? It says, Lai Solon Pu'ula Sochim. You have to give Schari every day. There's a din. Like Solon Pu'ula Sochim Rad Baiker. Every day you have to give the Schari. So there's a mahalat, the Tfuah Shur says, why takanat? Why don't we get schar every day in Yom Hazar? Because the Abish is being overly sullen. The klal is that the whole Isra of Lysolin is only when the Balabayas was Meman and the Poyal by himself. But if he was Meman him Ayyidei Shliach, there's a din, there's no din of Lysolin. If not, the Gedor, the Choshimish, but Tavor, when it was Mina Ayyidei Shliach, there's no Lysolin. Now, Klal Yisrael, when they do mitzvahs and they want the schar, it's because it was through a Shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shliach to tell them to do it. And then, so there's no kpei that was sung. Oh, but here Pinchas was kanoim poikim, he did it on his own. Here he did it on his own. So there's leisolim. Bedinu shigitol schara, he has to get the schara now. There's leisolim. So kumtum, he has to get the schara right now. Another chat is the reason why there's no schara b'olam haba is because we get the schiris is mishal emes basoif, lachameh v'esrim. Oh, but Pinchas is Elio, and therefore he never dies. So Pinchas, who Eliyahu, Pinchas, when are you going to give him this schar? Bidinu shigitol schara. Bidinu shigitol schara. What? Yeah, then it's only not by this. Yeah, like the last pshat. Like the last pshat, it's not only on this kanois, but chlal, so come to the schar over there. Yeah, it's a good art on the pshat, yeah. They pehemshet the names of the shvotim. So an interesting drash. It says, B'nei God l'mishpachoysom, l'tsofen mishpachas atzfoyni, L'chagi mishpachas ha-chagi, l'shuni mishpachas ha-shuni, l'ozni mishpachas ha-ozni. Chesant. God is gmol dalim. The Gemara says in Shabbos, God is, the Gemara says a drosh on the aleph base over there, God is gmol dalim. Gmilus chasodim. But there's a remez here in each one of the names of the mishpachos, how are you supposed to do gmilus chasodim? The Eretz Tzach is, a lot of times, gmilus chasodim you have to know has to be done in a behalten oifen. It's not always with a big fanfare, with a big sign, look what I did. Sometimes the chesed has to be done hiddenly. Sofun. Mishpachas atzvani. It has to be done hiddenly. Second thing is, I'm all, a guy is holding by doing a chesed of this. Oh, but he's not the happiest about it. He's krechting about it. It's a kishab of atmosphere. No, l'chagi mishpachas l'chagi. Medachlistan, frey l'chagi. And then maybe the most important thing. A lot of times a person is willing to do a chesed, and they'll look behalf and they'll look frey because someone called and told him there's a mice you have to take care of, and this. And he knows it's a one-time thing. It's a one-time commitment. He's going to have to do it. He's going to take care of it. He's going to feel good about himself. Invite him. But sometimes you get stuck. The Abraham was mezamin you an opportunity that it's an ongoing chesed. It's going to take years, and it's not always going to be so posh. And you're not finished with this so quickly. L'shuni mishpachas ha-shuni. Even if the chesed is nochamol and nochamol and nochamol, it's not ending so quickly. L'shuni mishpachas ha-shuni. L'ozni mishpachas ha-ozni. A person has to have a listening ear. That's also chesed. L'ozni mishpachas ha-ozni. And it says Ozni, the real name was Itzboin. So the Chassam Sofer brings from the Shlo. The Gemara says in Ksubis that the Etzba of Adam was Nivra in order to put it in the Oizen, to stuff it up. So that's the remez over here. That Ozni is Mishpachas HaEtzba. It goes together. It has to know when it's Farshtapin Do'er. You have Rebbe Hemshech, the Maisa of Benois Slavchot, and Megalgal and Schus, Al Yedei Zakai, that the Benois Slavchot, because of them, was Neschadashi, the Gantz of Gedorim of Parshas Yerusha. Rashi brings Benois Slavchot, the Mishpachas Menashe ben Yosef, why it was titled them in Yosef? Just like Yosef was Mechabe Vesa'aretz, Rashi brings, because he asked that his Atzmoisai ba'alisim es atzmoisai. So also the b'nai slavchot u'mechabe v'sa'oretz. So I saw that some soifa asks, what's the raya that they were mechabe v'sa'oretz? What's the raya? They wanted Yerusha, yeah? It's the grace of guilt. Where do you see mechabe v'sa'oretz dafka? So there's one shot. They only came to Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the 40 years. They could have handled the Yerusha all these years. No. Later on, but now it's coming like Abichelet Ba'aretz, and I saw it back to the Chassam Sefer says even sharper. They waited until Menashe, they're from Shevet Menashe, half of Shevet Menashe got Eivor HaYarden. They made sure that they get the Chelet Mechab Ben Esa'aretz, not even Eivor HaYarden. They wanted Eretz Yisrael. Now the time it was, the Gemara says, the end is that B'nai Slavchad were Chachmoniyos, Darshoniyos, Tzidkoniyos. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a taina. Gemara says in Baba Basra, in Yishleichu. Legabi Yibum, our father didn't leave over his son. So if he didn't leave over his son, it says by Yibum, Ben Eloi, there should be Yibum. Ella might say no. Legabi the daughter of Yibum, Ben Eloi, who wasn't a daughter? So it says, and Legabi Yerusha also, who wasn't a daughter? And about it, masking, they weren't tining that a Ben and a Basra should be shoved. When there's bonim, they were masking their bonim koi. Or Bahamias, when there's no bonim, Shebamokim, Shein bonim, that Bas Kirish. Which is that's talk what was Nischadish in the Parsha. That first comes a Ben, then a Bas, then Av. The Gemara finds a remez in the Pasuk for Av, and then Ach. But that was their time. They said Mamonishach from Yibam. And the Gemara says, Taka, the Darshans believe they were Darshonius, Chachmonius, Tzidkonius. The Ben Ishchai brings, Ben Yoyada, the Tzlofchad. Tzlofchad is Rosh Hatevis, Pe'er Benoisov, the Shevach of his Bonis. Were Chachmonius, Tzidkonius, Darshonius. That's the letters of Tzlofchad. Pe'er Benoisov were, yet they have three Shvachim. The Gemara in Babasra says on that. Tzidkonius, Chachmonius, Darshonius. That's Tzlofchad. And because the MS, I think we mentioned this the other week, the Gemara says that Tzlofchad was the Makoshish. And that was their saying. They said, Bechetoy Meis, he died because of his own chet, and means the Makoshish. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Maisa Bechoser Echot, that saw that his field, there was a hole in the fence by his field, and he had a machshava on Shabbos that he's going to fix it. Then he had charat, he said, I thought about fixing the fence on Shabbos, a machshava to do malach on Shabbos. He was maskar, I'm not going to fix it, he's going to leave it open. Because to make a gedder on himself, he's going to leave it open. The Gemara said, the Gemara Shabbos, a nace happened, and a tzlaf, a certain kind of a plant, a tzlaf grew and sealed up the hole. So the Chassam brings, from the Arizal, Tzlaf Chad, one, the Gemara says, one Tzlaf. A Tzlaf grew. This Chosid Echad was the Sherish Neshama Tzlaf Chad. And he was Mekoshish, Mechal Shabbos. And he had this Chosid Echad is so miser that even a Machshov of Shabbos, he was goyger himself and he didn't fix the fence. So a Tzlaf Chad grew. Tzlaf Chad, one Tzlaf. So the Ben Ishchai says, that's Kapshat, Tzlaf Chad, a Tzlaf, if you know the Sugi in Brochus, a Tzlaf is a kind of a fruit that has three parts. It has Evyonius, Kafrisan, and Pekiris. It has different parts, three parts. Normally trees have one shev, one kind of pri. A tzlaf tree has three different chalokim of its pri. Because they had three shvachim, the b'nai slav. But pe'er b'nai slav. Chachmonius, Darshonius, Tzidkonius. That's the tzlaf. It was after from tzlaf. Tzlaf chad. Yeshlechon is a grace of perik, a grace of parsha. Of one or two auras. It's mavur. That the seder advarim is when a person dies, is bonim yarshin. There's a Bechor, and then the other Bonim, the Bonim Yarshin. If there's no Bonim, then the Bonis Yarshin. But even if there's no Bonim, but if there was a Ben, and the Ben left over a child, even a daughter, she'll get before. The Bas HaBen, Mung Yarshin. With Mishma, she goes through the Ben, she'll get before the Bonis even. Or she'll get together. If a person died, had three sons. One of them is already dead, and has a daughter. That daughter is going to get a third of the Yerusha. Or if he has a few daughters, especially if they all get their father's third of the Yerusha. But there's a man, the Omar, Zachariah ben Akatzov, he learns up Darshans in the Psukim. This whole did that first is Ben, and only then is Bas, is only by an Av. When a father dies, and there's Yerusha, Ben Kaidim Labas. But in Yerusha's aim, when a mother dies and there's Yerusha, then Ben the Bas is Shoven. Ben the Bas Shoven Benichseya aim. I had a suffix. I'm trying to be var. What does it mean, ben v'bas shavim v'nichseya ein? So in a simple case, the mother dies and the son and the daughter are equal. But what if it's going already mishmash? It's another generation. And I'll ask it both ways. If a woman died, an isha, right? It's her money. We're dealing with her money. And she has a son. She has a few sons even. She has a son. One of her sons, or her son, is dead. And who's yarshining his chelik of the grandmother's yarsha? A son and a daughter. So, do you say, oh, the money's coming from an isha, by a yarusha from isha, ben v'bas shavim? Well, no, this is going through mishmash, and who? This ben and bas, who are they trying to get yarusha from? From their dead father, who's grabbing yarshining his mother. Do you look at mishmash at the original owner of the money is an isha? Or the closest one that you're getting the mishmash from? It could even be a little more confusing case. Ben bas b'noi. Bas ben bita. Meaning, I can have a case more extreme that the person that died is a man. And then he has a daughter who's dead, and that daughter has a son who's dead. And then the ben and bas of that son are handling. So right, the daughter's going to say, I also deserve a chelik. Why? He says, what's the shaykhus? The person, the gerusha money is from a man, and we're handling our father who's trying to get a gerusha through. Our dead father is getting gerusha from the grandfather. Yeah, but there's a woman in between. It went through mishmash through anisha. That's also enough? Tishtelevek zechari ben akatsa. Semenish klor. Another shiloh, I can't get the hachro. I think it's a basic shiloh, but that from Varazine. A person died and has three bonim. Simple. He has three bonim. We'll skip the Bukhar. No Bukhar. Yeah, there was an older daughter. But three bonim. Each ben gets a shlish. If there's a Bukhar, so then how do you work out chelik Bukhar? There's a whole shaka v'tari, but the maskana that together is, whenever there's a Bukhar, you push and make one more portion. If a guy died had three sons, you push and make the money into four portions. And the Bukhar takes two portions. He takes a chelik portion. He takes a chelik Bukhar. Also simple enough. I want to know, what's the din? Basic shayla, but it gets a little bit far too much. A person died and had three sons. One of the sons was already dead. And that son who was already dead did not have any kids. He didn't leave over any kids. Guy died. Had three sons. One was already dead. It could be he was dead. What does it mean he was dead? He died when he was a year old. 70 years ago. Everyone always knew this family only had two boys. But the mice, there was a third son. The mice, there's a third son. Now, this guy dies. He has three sons. One of them died 40 years ago, yeah? One way of looking at it is, Lamashal, if that son who died had left over children or grandchildren or even, they would represent and they'd take their father's portion. Avada, they would take their father's portion. But he doesn't have any children. So one way of looking at it is, Chiddush, that when a person's already dead and doesn't leave over other children, he's Pashat marked off. He's not on the map. He's not on the radar. Pashat doesn't exist. We look at it that this guy died and had two sons. The Emes, this guy died and had three sons. And you break up the Yerusha accordingly, and the third dead son also gets a section, a third. He gets his section. Now, what are you supposed to do with it? He's already dead, but he yarshi, it's 40 years after he died, but he suddenly yarshi the kever. What is he supposed to do with his money? He doesn't have any sons. He doesn't have any daughters. Who does the Yerusha go to after a guy doesn't have any sons and any daughters? Who's the next in line? The father. So the Yerusha Pashat goes back to the father, the one who just died, that left over the Yerusha. It goes back to him again, that third. I say, this dead person who just died suddenly got money again. A third of the Yerusha. What does it happen to it now? It goes to his kids. How many kids does he have? One? He has three kids. Again, it gets broken into three pieces. And again, the two live sons get a shtickle, but that third shtickle goes back again to the son. And again, it has to go up and again and again and again and again to the father. Eventually, at the end of the whole cheshbon, the two sons are going to get it. But it has to go through a mishmash back and forth a dozen times. What's the nafkamina? A pashat nafkamina. I have more, but we'll say one pashat nafkamina. What if there's a bachor? What if there's a bachor? If you want to say that the third dead brother, who's not a bachor, is totally marked off, so then pashat, this guy died, he only has two kids. A Bukhar and a Pashat. The Bukhar gets two-thirds, and the Pashat gets a third. But if you look at it not like that, there's really three boys, three sons. So the Bukhar gets his Bukhayra. You break it into four pieces, he gets his Bukhayra. The next brother gets. Then the third brother, that brother, he gets his section. Gets a quarter, since it was a Bukhar, gets a quarter. What does that quarter happen? It goes again and again and again and again. But you won't get Pishnayim on that, because there's a din, Eina Bukhar Noit Pishnayim, only what the father owned at the moment of his death. This nechasim the father received split second lumbus after he dies. I mean, it keeps on getting back to him again and again. In lumbus, it happens mamish. Lumbus doesn't take up time, but it does take up time. It's money that the father is re-receiving that he just owned a split second after he's dead. There's no b'chayra on that. So the shayrish hashayla is, if someone is b'chlal nimchak, he doesn't have ben and bas, is he still considered a yayrish? Yeah, so the arichas varm of them are the stafalan of emalan yesh leifon. You have the whole parsha of the karbonis. It's not a coincidence that right before parsha's Pinchas, right before the 3 weeks, we learn parsha's Pinchas, and we talk about all the karbonis, because the person is supposed to be misoyer taka. The person is supposed to be misoyer to the inyan of karbonis, that we don't have the karbonis, and it's yidua. The Bnei Yisrael says a moyer dekazach. He brings from the Ramani Panu. We say in Musaf, there's a girsa, there's different girsas, but there's a girsa. When we daven in Shabbos Musaf, we say, Ve'es Musaf Yoim HaShabbos HaZeh Nasa V'Nachal V'Fanecha. So he says, Be'ezer Hashem, Nasa V'Lovim, when Mashiach comes. So, Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, Tav Shinayin Dalet. Actually, Shabbos Parshas Pinchas, Tav Shinayin Dalet, Mashiach will be here. But let's talk about Shabbos Parshas Balak, Tav Shinayin Dalet. We weren't Makriv. The Korban Musaf and the Korban Tamid is the Nevita Shlumen. And we're going to be making thousands and thousands of Korbanos from all the years, from every single Shabbos. Es Musaf Yoyim HaShabbos HaZeh. When we davened Musaf last week, and we said, Es Musaf Yoyim HaShabbos HaZeh, Nasa V'Nakam V'Fanecha, we were saying that Be'ezer Hashem, the Musaf of Shabbos Parshas Balut Tov Shanayim Dal, we're going to be Makriv. The person has to be Misoyer to that Shifa, that's the point of the 3 weeks. The Pasuk says, Tishmeru Lahakrav Liba Moyaday. Interesting deep. Tishmeru. What does Tishmeru mean? It says, Va'oviv Shomer Esadobr. Zakrashi Bayakiv. It says, Yoshev Umitzape Umantin Mosayovi. Yankiv was Shomer Esadobr. What does it mean? Yoshev's Chaloinus. He was Shomer. He was Yoshev Umitzape Umantin. That's what it means. Tishmeru Lahakrav Liba. We're supposed to be Shomer. See, peace Allah Yeshua. I saw all this where I'm talking about. That's what it means. The person's supposed to be a Shomer Shabbos. He spoke about this other one. Shmir Shabbos means a lot of things, but it also means a person has to be Yoshev Umitzape Umantin for Shabbos. So here also it's Tishmeru. Tishmeru Lahakrav Liba Moyaday. A person has to be Yoshev Umamtin Umitzapet. To the Karbonis. To the Geula, to the Karbonis. The Tor was Rabbi Yaakov Bal HaTurim. He was the son of the Rosh. He had a brother, Yehuda. And in a few places he brings him. In Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, in Simen Tov Yud Zayin, the Torah brings his brother Yehuda. That is, it's a medrash, but he brings it from his brother Yehuda that says that the different Mayadim, he goes through, we have the Karbonis of the Mayadim and Rosh Chodesh. He brings that the Mayadim is Keneged, Pesach is Keneged Avram, Shavuos is Keneged Yitzchak, and Sukkot is Keneged Yaakov. And he says the Pesuk in Pesach is Keneged Avram, that Avram said, Lushi Va'asi Ugos, which is Matzah, was Pesach that time. Shavuos is Yitzchak, because the Ayloi Shel Yitzchak of the Akedah is the Shofar of Matan Torah. And Sukkot is Yaakov, Ulemekneihu Osa Sukkos. And then he goes on that all the 12 Chadoshim are Keneged, the 12 Shvatim. And there's a big Arichas in the Svarim. Which Shevet is Meshach Shaychin to which Chodesh? There's a lot of spheres in it. Different Svarim state different Cheshbonis. So brought down, specifically Rabbi Yosef. Somehow Yosef is Kemat Meshach Shaychin to every Shevet in the Svarim. They always tie Yosef in. Pasha, they say Adar. There's two Adars that Yosef turned into Menash and Ephraim. There's other Shevets in them. But there's a whole Arichas to this Indian that the Moyadim are connected to the Obis and the Chodoshim are connected to the Shvatim. It's interesting that this brother of the Torah, Yehuda, he was killed al Kiddush Hashem on Shivasa B'Tamas, on Yud Zayin Tamas. And this is brought down in the Torah in Simen Tov Yud Zayin, as Rosh HaTevis, Yud Zayin Tamas. And again, the whole Arichas over here in the end of Parshas Pinchas is the Inyan of Karbonis that we're supposed to be Ma'ir ourselves as Sefeltons to Karbonis. So brought down, there are 22 days in the Yimei Bein HaMetzorim from Shvasa B'Tamis till Tisha B'Av. And similarly, the Emes, later on, it's all the preparation, we're going to through Elul and then Tishrei, that there are 22 days from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres. If a person wants to make a beautiful painting, the first he has to make a black background, and on the black background, he's able to make now, put in the colors. It's the Arbit of these days that are coming up. It's to prepare the Atzvos and the Avelos and the Hizboinerus and the Chuka and the Shmira. Yoishu Mitzapo Mountain is painting that black background in order to enhance our relationship with the Rabbanu Shloim when we go through afterwards an Elul and we prepare ourselves through a whole process of Chodesh Tishrei. So it's the Emes is part of a long process. Somehow there's a Bein HaZmanim in between also. Not the next 2 weeks, I'm talking about after Tisha B'Av, which is also a 21-day section. Vice space, there's a cheshbon over here. There's the 21 days of the Bein HaTzorim, then there's the Bein of those manim, it's Bein HaZmanim, it's also Bein of these manim, and then there's El, but the whole process, the Emes, it's part of a whole process. But he has to always track to go Michael Feil, but Bezunder now to work on the Hisoiris Yoshev Mitzapu Mamtin, that we should be zeichet to es musaf yoyim ha-shabbos hazeh na'asav v'nakav v'chonach.